This message is brought to you by Croydon Tabernacle, a part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Our mission is reconciling the individual, community, and the nation to God. Be blessed as you listen.
Today we just want to remind ourselves who we are in Christ, what we stand for. The Bible says in Isaiah 43 verse 7, that even everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, whom I have made. That's the AMPC version. Today we are just reminding ourselves that indeed we are created for God's glory. We are created to manifest God's blessings. We are created to manifest the glory of God in all the things that we do. Bible says, heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show forth his handiwork. That's Psalm 19. And that's the way God has destined and has designed it from the beginning. Bible says God made the heavens, and it began to show the glory of God from that day. And during that time of creation, the Lord made so many other things. And on the sixth day, the Lord made man. And God wants everyone to complement, and everything he had created, he created to complement one another. So that 24/7, his glory shall radiate. His glory shall show forth. And that is what Isaiah 43:7 is just reminding us. To show us that as a believer, as a child of God, as a Christian, we are created to manifest, to show forth, to carry on as the image of Christ, of God, to carry on in our daily lives as God's representatives on the earth, as somebody who has been empowered to go forth, to multiply, and to have dominion over everything. It's in Matthew chapter 5 that the Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and then glorify your Father in heaven. Let your light so shine. It says we are the salt of the earth and we are the light of the world. So you can't put a candle and light that candle and put it under a bushel. No, it's not possible. Water, they say, will always find its way. So it's that light that we're supposed to be generating, that we're supposed to be exhibiting. So that when people see us, when people see us as indeed the light of the world, people see us as true representatives of God on earth. The only thing they need to do is to glorify our Father in heaven. Glory is from a Latin word that says gloria, means fame, renown, excellence, like Dr. Bola said earlier. Excellence. It shows the presence of God. And not only where we are alive here, even after death. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 40 to 41, tells us about the celestial bodies and the terrestrial bodies. And these are different levels of glory. And the celestial being the highest, Paul was saying in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, about hearing voices, about being in third heaven. So there are levels of glory. There are categories. But while alive, God expects that in all the things we do, in all the actions that we take, we should show forth and bring ourselves and command ourselves and remind ourselves that indeed we were created to show forth God's glory. Time will not permit us to go so deep today. But if you remember that this glory was lost in the Garden of Eden, when the sin of disobedience came in, and Bible says Adam had to hid from the presence of God. So if glory means excellence, if glory means fame, if it means aura, there's something about it. There's something about it that comes down with God's presence. So when Adam ran away from the presence of God due to sin of disobedience, he hid himself away from the glory of God. But thank God for Christ, because Christ came to restore that glory which was lost. Because after the loss of that glory, what God was doing to be selective in his people, in the people that he chose himself, and the chief of whom was Father Abraham, and unto the descendant of Abraham, God was showing them, God was carrying them along under his wings. And they were shining, and they were manifesting, and were displaying the glory of God. That wherever they went, people noticed them, even without announcement. But glory was no longer automatic. It got to a level in Exodus chapter 33 that Moses was begging God to say, please, show me your glory. Hallelujah. Please show me your glory. For you to have understanding of what it means when you come into the presence of God, what it means is when you see what the way the temple was dedicated in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, you have understanding of, you know, in the physical, how that glory manifested physically among the people. Bible says Solomon made an end of praying. A fire came down from heaven, consumed the burnt offering and sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And interestingly, the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. It brings into meaning, it brings into a mental picture of what it means when you are in the presence of God, when you are manifesting, when you are enjoying and you are manifesting the glory of God as a child of God. And this happened for a long time. And there was a point in time that indeed Israel lost that glory again. In 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 19 to 22, somebody was named Ichabod because they said the glory has departed from Israel. And that was the second person, if I remember very well, that would die during childbirth. First was Rachel, and here was Phinehas' wife, who even though the midwives assured her, just as they assured Rachel, that you will have this son also. But she died in the course after giving birth. Hallelujah. But the Bible says the child was named Ichabod, for the glory has departed. But thank God for you and I today, when a different dispensation, by that blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary, by that act of Jesus Christ. Bible says in Colossians 1:27, say Christ in us, the hope of his glory. Christ in us, the hope of his glory. And we began to see the signs when in Luke chapter 2 from verse 8, Bible says that the shepherds, they were in the field keeping watch. Bible says suddenly the angel of the Lord appeared, and he came with the glory, and said the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were afraid. And from that time, we began to see the dispensation of the Spirit. Bible says God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4 verse 24. And in John 6 verse 3, Bible says, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So you could see God in the spirit manifesting his glory, and people were still seeing in the physical. And that shows the level that we as children of God ought to be operating from. Where God expects us to be operating from. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. Supposed to have the glory radiating in your life. In spite of challenges, in spite of what people other may be going through. And that's why we say when others are sinned, there's a casting down. Our own portion is always there's a lifting up. Because we are children of destiny. Because we are children of purpose. Because we are children of the glory of God Almighty. Even though we are of the world. Hallelujah. But we need to understand that indeed, because God has said this to us, because he has created us to show forth his glory, there are certain things that you must do to indeed get yourself distinctive from others. We saw how it happened in the life of Joseph. Even right from the time of Abraham, while the whole place was filled with idolatry, Abraham chose to be different. It was his choice. And despite all the things that Joseph went through, he had a choice not to show forth the glory of God like he did. We saw about the three Hebrew brothers. We saw what happened to Daniel, how he challenged himself not to eat of the king's portion, of the king's portion. He chose to distinguish himself. So for you to show forth the glory of God, you must understand that you are meant to be carriers of God's glory. 1 John 4:4 says, he who is in you is greater than who is in the world. So that's the first thing we need to realize. And this constantly keeps us in check, such that anytime you want to take some steps that are not allowed, any step that will dampen the radiance of the glory, the moment it comes to your subconscious mind that you are meant to be carrier of God's glory, that puts you in check. And that is expected for every one of us. And this also means that if anyone tries to put you down, wherever, maybe in your workplace, among colleagues, among friends, wherever you find yourself, you must know who you are. Those that know their God, Bible says they will be strong and they will do exploit. They can't keep you quiet when you are not supposed to be quiet. Hallelujah. Bible says, for you are bought with a price. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20. 1 Corinthians 6:20. Say, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Even though you operate in this world, but you are indeed not of this world. As a carrier of his glory, you are expected to be conscious of your personality, the kind of grace that you carry, the kind of power that is inherent in you, and ensure that you jealously guide and defend your position. Because sometimes once this is lost, it's difficult to get restored. No wonder David was crying in Psalm 51. He said, take not the Holy Spirit. You may do any other thing, but please, God, this is what I did. Don't please take this away from me. Say, create in me a new heart. So you must understand, be conscious of who you are, the kind of grace you carry, the power that is inherent in you, even though it's yet to manifest. But you carry the power of Christ, and you must guide that position. And you must also understand that it is a privilege, that you are privileged to be, to represent, you know, to be what they call an embodiment of God's glory. The reason being that he doesn't just share his glory. And he says in Isaiah chapter 42 verse 8, he says, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not share or give to anyone. He doesn't just share it anyhow. So indeed, we are privileged to be carriers of God's glory. And because of all of these things, you are supposed to carry yourself with the aura and the ambience that is required. Hallelujah. That is required, you know, of a child of God who is a carrier of God's glory. If you see the royalties, you know, right from the day they are born, they are trained, they are guided in a particular way. Their thinkings, their actions, what is allowed, what they are not allowed to do. Right from the beginning that they start talking, they are taught and guided on what to say, what not to say. And if indeed you are a peculiar people and you are of royal priesthood, these are the things that we need to guide ourselves. Our conduct, our utterances, our actions, our inactions. The kind of companies that you keep, where you are seen, the kind of things that we watch, how you spend your spare time, the associations that we, those that we associate with. Bible says, "Bad company, you know, they corrupt good manners." And if God is jealous and doesn't share his glory with just anyone, we have to protect that privilege that we have. In our daily action, in our daily activities, you are guided by what, with what you say and what you do, where you are found, the kind of things that you watch, the kind of people that you associate with. They must not be people to pollute you and to corrupt that glory of Christ that is in you. You are meant to be influencers. We are meant to be role models. We are meant to impact, to have positive impact on the lives of the people, of people around us. Because by your actions, by your deed, by what you say, people read you. You are the Bible that people read. And an account is unto God, not unto man. Bible says every one of us shall give account of ourselves unto God. We can't escape that, because Christ himself demonstrated that. And finally, we are supposed to constantly return to give glory back to God. As we are gathered together today, even on a Thanksgiving day, our role, our duty is to give glory, to return glory back to God. And this to do continuously. And that's why that stranger in Luke chapter 17, you know, was something that Christ mentioned, that they are not found anyone that return to give glory to God, save the stranger. And something happened in Acts chapter 2, chapter 12 again, which again should be an interesting topic to us. Bible says from verse 21, says about Herod, who arrayed himself in royal apparel, sat on his throne. And because he did not give glory to God, Bible says, immediately the angel of the Lord smote him, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. So this is more of a commandment to us to always return glory to God, because it's God himself that has made you to be a carrier of his glory. Brethren, we have and we serve an awesome God. Pray that his mercy shall be upon us in the name of Jesus. Let's rise on our feet. Our prayer today is just, even as we close our eyes, to cast our mind back and think of those small things, those big things that God has done for us, and appreciate him the more. Bible says, give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship God in the beauty of his holiness. And as we do that, I want us to reflect on the fact that we are carriers of God's glory, that we are bearers of the glory of God, that God has impacted us with his glory because we are his children. I want you to look into your life personally. This is more personal now. You are created to manifest God's glory. And in any form, in any shape or manner, that this is not being manifested in your life, has got to have mercy upon you. Ask for the mercies of God. In all areas that you have not been manifesting the glory of God, in the physical, in the spiritual, in our finances, God, please have mercy on us. And everything, whether scheme of men, whether demonic attacks, whether challenges we have inherited from our birthplaces as a foundation, whatever that is militating against us, not showing forth the glory of God, not manifesting, that is preventing us from manifesting the glory of God, let the fire of heaven consume them right now. In the name of Jesus. Just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Say, Father, I want to manifest your glory. Every contrary wind, every scheme of men, every attack, every pollutant, everything that has contaminated my life, that is not making me to manifest your glory, every sin, Lord, please have mercy on me. Have mercy on my children. Have mercy on my spouse. That for me and for my family, your word says we are for signs and for wonders. We are not manifesting those signs and wonders because of certain things. Lord, please visit our foundation today. Visit our foundation, oh Lord. And purge us of everything that is preventing us from manifesting your glory in a way, in a form, in a manner that you approve of. And the consciousness to realize that indeed we are carriers of God's glory. Let that grace come afresh upon our lives in such a way that our conduct our character, our appearances, our associations shall be guided by the power of Holy Spirit, which will draw more of your glory onto our lives. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we honor you. While all eyes remain closed, peradventure there's anyone who hasn't given his or life to Christ. You want to manifest God's glory? Please just lift your right hand so that we can pray together. If there's anyone in the auditorium. Father, we honor you. We glorify your holy name. We worship you, dear God. As we have prayed today, O God, let there be answers to our prayers. Help us, O God, to show forth your glory, to be radiating your glory at all times. Every form of sickness, illness, infirmity, these are barriers towards showcasing your glory. Today, even as surrender totally unto you, heal us, O God. Every challenge at our workplaces, every challenge with our businesses, every challenge with our finances, every challenge with our spiritual lives that are impeding us from showing forth your glory, please, O God, we give you permission to deal with them in your own way, that we, O God, shall be set free. We declare the snare is broken and we are free. We are free to show forth your glory, to manifest your glory in all our lives, whether we are asleep, whether we are awake, O God. And concerning our families, let your hand be upon us and upon your church. Thank you, mighty Father. Glory be to your holy name. For we pray in Jesus' name. For we pray in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for the Lord.
Thank you for listening. We hope that you were ministered to through this message. If you have any comment on this presentation or would like to contact us, our address is 38 to 40 Parsons Meet, West Croydon, CR03SL. To speak to a member of our team, you can call us on 0208-688-466. Our website address is www.croydontabernacle.org.uk. Thank you and God bless.